here on Daf Ayin Dalet Amid Beis. We are in the midst of a sugya. The Gemara had problems to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kol asurim lovi b'kol kotorim lovi zeh b'zeh." Rabbi Yehuda Oyser. So, what is the case of the Tana Kame? As Rabbi Yehuda comes to Asa. So we had a few akimtis, which the Gemara did not want to remain with these akimtis. Ella, Omar, Rav Nachman, this is a little bit after perhaps two-thirds of the Amid, or around two-thirds of the Amid. Ella, Omar, Rav Nachman, Omar, Rabba, Barabue, Hoche, Mamzer, Me Achoisai, Umamzer, Me Eishes, Ish, Ika Binayim. Machloikes between the Tanakame and Rabbi Yehuda is, if a mamzer me'achoisei, which is a mamzer me'chai ve'krisis, does this have a teiras mamzer, and therefore he is mutter with a mamzer from an eishes ish? Or doesn't it have a teiras mamzer? A mamzer is only from chai ve'misis best. That is the machloikes. Tanakame sova, Apilo mamza miyachaisoi, nami havi mamza. The Tana Kama holds that chayve krisis, a blood from a bias chayve krisis, also creates mamzaim. So therefore, these two mamzaim are mutalovi zebozeb, both of them are mamzaim. Rabbi Yehuda sova me eshish ish havi mamza, miyachaisoi loi havi mamza. So Memelas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the blood that was noila from Avi's Chai Bekrisis is a kosher, is not a mamzer. So therefore, he is also to be with a mamzer from a Chai Bemisis Bez. This is a mamzer, and he is not a mamzer. So let us see Rashi. Look to Rashi. Rashi is one line from where the, right before the lines get wide in the Sefer. Mamzer me'achoisoi krisos. Mamzer me'eshes ish, mises bezen. Ika binai, lav beger if legal. So Rashi says, not the machloikis. Is the way we wanted to say till now, if we call gerim ikru kol or lo ikru kol, and the shaila is if a ger is mutter in a mamzer, the Tana Kama holds kalgerim lo ikru kol, and the Rebbe holds kalgerim ikru kol. That's not machlokes. Lav beger if legal. Elo de kosova, yesh mamzer mechai vekrisus. The Tana Kama holds that there's a mamzer from chai vekrisus. Vahochi kama. So this is what the Tana Kama is saying. Kol hanoilodim me'isurei erve. Whoever is noilod me'isurei erve, mamzerim hei. Umotorim lovoi zebaze. Hani chai ve'krisis, or b'nei chai ve'krisis, b'vnei chai ve'misis. That these two are muta, k'goy neishas ish. The kula mamzerim hai. They're all mamzerim. Rabbi Yehuda Oysa, this is a guy, Livnei Chai Vekrisus, Livnei Chai Vemises. The kasava mamzer elem Chai Vemises, Vetaime Mefoirish Biyavon. So, the way Rashi says Pshat in the Mishnah. So, the Tana Kama said, Kol hanoilodim me'isurei erve. That means everyone agrees. Afilu, we hold that ein mamzer eloi mechai v'misis bezin. Afilu, we hold ein mamzer mechai v'misis bezin. But everyone holds achai v'krisis is called arayis. And there's no tfisis kedushin. But the shaila is, does a child become a mamzer from achai v'krisis? So that is the machlokes of the Tana Kama Rabbi Yehuda. The Tana Kama holds kol hanayilodim me isurei erve, namzeirem heim. Whoever was nailed me isurei erve, which includes sai chayve krisis, and sai chayve misus bezin. Bnei chayve krisis, bnei chayve misus lebesis bezin. And Rabbi Yehuda Oysa, he doesn't hold kol aneilodim me isurei erve, namzeirem heim. Only those who are noiled mechayim and misses bed. So, the way Rashi says pshat in the Mishnah, it's very good. But let us just look at the Mishnah. The shaila is, how does this fit in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, kol asurim lovoi bakol, mutorim lovoi zeboze. So how do we fit in? Kol haneilodim me isurei erve. Here it says, kol asurim lovoi bekol mutorim lovoi zevoze. And Rashi put in, kol haneilodim me isurei erve mutorim lovoi zevoze. So that's the shaila, how do we fit this into the Mishnah? So, before we'll see Taisvis, but let's just try to say pshat according to Rashi. We'll add the two words, one word in a man. Kol hanoilodim me'asurim lovoi bekol. All the children that were born from asurim lovoi bekol. That will mean isurei erve. That means they're not allowed to intermarry. Kol hanoilodim me'asurim lovoi bekol mutorim lovoi zebozeh. But if I assume that asurim lovoi bekol means isurei ishus, so lechayre, where did we know how to draw the line and say chayve krisus? Maybe chayve lavan also. Kol asurim, kol aneilodim, we're adding a word already. Kol aneilodim, may asurim lovoi, so maybe asurim lovoi does not necessarily mean Arayas, chayve krisis, maybe means chayve lavin. So lechayre, there are these two problems according to Rashi. Number one, we have to add a word kol aneilodim. And number two, we have to, for some reason, assume hasurim lavoi ayidei krisis is mutavim. Kol asurim lavoi ayidei arayas or chayve krisis, mutavim lavoi zebosem. So it is very vague how this pshat fits into the Mishnah. Now let us see Taisvit. Zog Taisvit. The Tane Kame Sova Mamza Meyachoy Soy Havi Mamza. Ve'im Taima Heichi Mishtame Plotayu Mimas Nisa. Where do you see this Machlokes in the Mishnah? It's very nice. Tane Kame holds from Chayve Krisis is a mamza, Rabbi Yehuda holds from Chayve Krisis is not a mamza. But where does this say in the Mishnah? Uperish HaKuntres, Nohochi Koma, Kol HaNoilodim Me'isor Elve, Mamzei Remein, Motorim Lo Vezebozeb, Bnei Chayve Krisis, Bnei Chayve Mis, Ad Kan L'Shoyne, V'loi Nehira D'Doichiko. So Taisa does not like this pshat, because it's a doichik. Now, Taisvis, Rabbeinu Peretz, I think that this is pshat, these two ha'ores we had mentioned before on Rashi, this was the doichik. He brings down Rashi, Perusha Kuntres, U'mafnisen ochi koma, kol aneilodim me'isar elve mamzeirem heim, motorim lovo izeboze, b'nei chai ve'krisis, b'nei chai ve'imis. V'loinire. Kol hanoilodim me'isurei erve, loiktoni. Doesn't say noilodim. Kol asurim lovoi bekol koktoni. So we're not talking about noilodim. We have to add a whole word over here. Hanoilodim me'isurei erve. So you have to add a word noilodim. And then I think he's asking a second kasha. Umashma afilu chai bilavin havi mamza. And I think perhaps the kasha is afilu, you'll say such a pshat, that you'll be soivul the pshat of neilodim, and neilodim me yisurim lovei bekol, So asurim love it because does not necessarily mean asurim ayidei krisis. It can mean chayvei lavan also. So I'd like to read the teretz that the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz says, which I think is clearer than our Teisrit. He brings it from the Ri, and our Teisrit is the Ri. V'nire l'ri l'forish. V'tanikame kol ha'asurim lovay b'kol k'toni. Kol ha'asurim lovay b'kol. We're not talking about the neilodim ha'asurim lovay b'kol. Kol ha'asurim lovay b'kol k'toni. Umash medahainu kol hani vahavi mamzerim lididei. That means who I hold is a mamzer. That means he's not saying who everyone holds is a mamzer. Who I hold is a mamzer is mutalavoi with a mamzer who everyone holds is a mamzer. That's kol asurim lavoi. That means not only the mamzerim that everyone agrees they're mamzerim. No, kol hani, m'mar b'dahave mamzeirim l'divei, which are mamzeirim according to me, k'goin am mamzer me'achoysoi. U'mamzer me'yeshes ish, v'torim lovi zeboseh. So kol asum lovi v'kol means mamzeirim, who I hold as a mamzer. Rabbi Yudhoysa, v'hani d'shorit ha'nekam lovi zeboseh, d'hain am mamzer me'achoysoi, am mamzer me'yeshes ish. Israel, Rabbi Yudah, the city love is ever said. That is, that's the mere tonality of Taisu. That's the Ri. That's the way the Taisu Rabbeinu Peretz says. Lekach Perish Ri, Dochi Kamar, the years on the side is better. Kol Asurim Lovi Bekol, She'en Kedushin Taisin Bohem, Fakir Tiri, he's specifying, these I hold on Mamzeirim. Whoever, according to Taisu Rabbeinu Peretz, we're talking about the Mamzeirim alone. And here, that's the problem over here. Kol Asurim Lovoi Bekol, She'en Kedushin Toivsin Behem. So all of a sudden, we're talking about the parents. We're not talking about the Mamzeirim. Kol Asurim Solochere, it's not good the way that Taisu Rabbeinu Peretz. Kol Asurim Lovoi Bekol, She'en kedushin toifsin behem, kegoin afilu chayve krisus, mutorim lovi zebeze, kloima, kol shebo meisa tvisis kedushin, v'hainu b'nei chayve krisus, v'chayve misis, v'en kedushin toifsin behem, kolum atom lovi zebeze, because of his mom should be called David late of Sikadush. So the way it says by us, so we don't understand what's the difference between Rashi and between Rashi and the Ri. The way the Rabbeinu Peretz brings down the Ri, so he's talking about the Mamzerim, who I hold are considered Mamzerim. But the way we have the Ri, kol l'chaim perishri d'ochi koma kol asurim lovei b'kol she'en kedushin toibsen behem. That was Rashi says. Kegoin afilu chai v'krisus. Yeah. Mutorim lovei zebo ze kloima shebo me'isa tvisus dushin haine b'nei chai v'krisus. V'chai v'mis. En kedushin toibsen behem. Kulam atom lovei zebo ze. So we're talking about the B'nai Chayve Krisus. So then we're back where we started from. So what's wrong with Rashi? Rashi also said the same thing. Rashi said, Kol HaNeilodim Me'arayis. I mean, that's what Rashi says. What is the Ri saying different than Rashi? So the Dvar Yaakov wants to say that there's a case in the Halacha, in the Mishnah. Now, according to Rashi, in the case that the Mishnah is describing, we're missing words. That means, what is the case? The case is kol haneilodim me'asurim lovei b'kol. That is the case. So the Mishnah is telling us the case, and the Mishnah is missing words. The missing words in the case, so that's amazing. So that's why Taisvis did not want to say Pshat the way Rashi says Pshat, that the Tane did not explain the case that he's talking about. The far Taisus learned pshat kol asurim lovei bekol. The case is speaking about chai vekrisis. We're speaking about kol asurim lovei bekol. Speaking about chai vekrisis. Is the halacha is b'neiem mutarim lovei zem bozem. Taisus. But the case is that it was a bias chai vekrisis. The halacha did the tana. Then the Tana omitted the word B'nayim, and it seems this is better to omit. That means it's better to omit the word when it says Aloche than when it's speaking about the case. That is how the Tvayakev was to say Pshat in Taisus. But Takav in the Loshna Taisus, see, it's not the way the Taisus of Menaperet learned Pshat. When Taisus of Menaperet, it's going under Malach. The Kitzer. So this is how we fit the words into the Mishnah. Aba al kaponim. So the Gemara wanted to say that's what Amar Rav Nachman and Rav Babu, that is the machlokes between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda. The Tanakama holds that Neulad Michai Bekrisis is a mamzer, Mutalov is a mamzer. Rav Yehuda holds what is the chiddush of this machlekes tanina? We learned already in Yevamos. We learned this machlekes in Yevamos. Ezel mamza. So we have a three-way machlekes. What makes mamza? Kol shu b'lo yavoi divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds a mamza is from Chayvei Lavan. Shimon HaTimoni yoyimer kol shechiyom nolov kolis b'dish b'day shemayim. Shimon HaTimoni holds that a mamzus only from Chai Bekris, Malachi Kedvar, or Pipasla, Shimon HaTimoni. Rabbi Yeshua Oime, Kol Shechayov Nolov, Mises Bez. So, is Kan Shoyla Ben. So what's the Kasha Otanina? But now here we're telling us what Rabbi Yehuda holds. There we didn't have Rabbi Yehuda, we just had Rabbi Kiva, Shimon HaTimoni, and Rabbi Yeshua. What's the Kasha? Now he's talking about Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yeshua. So let us see what Rashi said. Rashi, Tanina, Plukte Achiti B'masnis. We learned already this Machloikis B'Tanoi Achine. We learned this Machloikis. This is a Machloikis of Tanoi. If there's Mamzeres from Chai Vekrisis, yes or no. V'lom alei l'Rebbe l'misni l'tarte bovi. Why does Rebbe have to make two cases about it? In Yevamos, he says, you know, there's a machlokes, Shimon HaTimoni and Rabbi Yeshua, if a vlad from a chai vekrisis is a mamzer or not. And here in Kedushin, he says, the machlokes, the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehudim, is a mamzer from chai vekrisis. Nisne hosom. There you brought down the shittas, the Gabi Rabbi Yeshua, v'chein hoi Rabbi Yehudoima kedvoro. But, that's what it should have been said. Should have been over there. You don't have to make two Mishnais and two Mesechtes that are saying the same thing. You just want to add on another Tana who holds like Rabbi Yeshua. So in that Mishnah, it should have said, Bechein Omar Rabbi Yehud. Let us see Taisvis. My Kamash Molon Tanina. Rabbi Yeshua Oima, Kol Shechayovin Olov Mises Ben. So what is Pshat in the Tanina? Who Peirusha, Pshat in this Tanina is, Kamoi Tanina Chodah Zimne Tela'el. But before we learned, Anomad Aleph, Tanina Chodah Zimne Tela'el Da Abishol, and Abishol holds that Shtuki is Peduki, Yeboitkenes Imo, and you believe the mother. So the Gemara is, Tanina Chodah Zimne, Ba'abla Elam Isna Yehosam, Gabi Mil, says Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said we hear the machlekes from Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Gamliel says, "Namenes Rabbi Yeshua Melam Epion Nachaim." So the Gemara should have said that Abishol holds like Rabbi Gamliel. That was the Gemara's Kashatini. We have the Machlekes already in a different Masechta. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh should have brought all the Shitas in that Masechta. Rabbi Lemis Nosim Gabi Milsa, the Rabbi Yeshua, that Mechena Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kedvaro, like Rabbi Gamliel. So here also, or maybe Tosfos means over here, the Rabbi Lemis Nosim, by the Mishnah in Yevomis that says that Eizem Mamza, Rabbi Lemis Nosim Gabi Milsa, the Rabbi Yeshua, Mechena Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kedvaro, which you also hold. Rabbi Yehuda also holds, I'm Mamza, Ela Michai, and Mises Ben. Tosfos going, I'm sorry, and come on, and the Mishnah in Yevomis. Just like we said before by Abishol, he should have said Bechen Oma Abishol Kram Gamliel, he should have said here Bechen Oma Rabbi Yehuda Kram Yeshua. So the Gemara's kash in reality is just a kashalev. I mean, it's not a kvelt, but the Rabbeinu HaKodesh should have been misnada more efficiently than Mishnah is, that he shouldn't have to bring into Mesechtes the same Achleikis with just with different why do you have to ask such a kasha, which is in yourself not such a moyodike kasha? The more could have asked a moyodike kasha. How could you say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yeshua, by Mamza Elo Michai and Mises Bezen, Lifrech the Rabbi Yehuda as Rabbi Yehuda, if that's the case, I have a steer in Rabbi Yehuda. Here you tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mamza Eli Michai v'Mises Beth. Meseches Yevomis Koma. The Gemara Meseches Yevomis says as follows. It says, Lo Yikach Ish Es Eishes Ovid, which is an Issa an Eishes Ovid, which is a Chai v'Mises Beth. Then it says afterwards, Lo Yigale Knach Ovid. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yigale Knaf Oviv Ayri Ba'anusas Oviv Shehi Dolat. Now right afterwards it says that a person is also Ba'anusas Oviv. There's two Yisurim. You should not marry Eishes Oviv, which is a Chayvi Mises Ben. And then Lo Yigale Knaf Oviv Anusas Oviv, which is a Chayvi Lat. V'samachlei. And right afterwards it says, Lo Yovei Mam. So the smiches of Loyove Mamza to this lav comes to tell us that from this lav you make mamzeres. Mashme shem mamza hava afilu michai v'laven. It would seem from the smiche, if I assume that Loyigala knaf ovim is going on anusas ovim, and right afterwards it says Loyove Mamza, so I should be doyrish that mamzeres is a fellow from Chai Vilav, like Rabbi Kiva, and that's like the Mekir of Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Yehuda nami doyrish smuchim v'mishneh Torah. So the Gemara should have asked a much stronger kasha. Not the kasha should be that the Seder HaRabbeinu HaKodesh was mitzada the Mishnah, yes, it could have been mitzada more efficiently, and it could have been done with one Mishnah in Yevomis. Instead of having a Mishnah in Yevomis and a Mishnah in Kedushin, the Gemara could have said this whole pshat is 100% wrong. Because Rabbi Yehuda, of all people, Rabbi Yehuda holds his chayt, the Galik Naf Oviv is speaking about Anusas Oviv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, a mamzer is from Chai Ve'lavin. So how can they hold like Rabbi Yeshua? The Yeshloima Sotosfos answers that that kasha is not too gefel. The mode of asked this kasha, I could avoid this kasha. Yeshleimet Rabbi Yehuda Sovah also. I could say that Rabbi Yehuda holds the ashes of the seed, Bein Lo Yikach and Bein Lo Yikalat, have a miyuta. That means there is a love, Lo Yikach Ishes Ashes of it. And then it says, Lo Yigalek Naf of it. So if Anusas of it is muta, so why do you have to ask the ashes of it? Eishes Oviv is a kosh, you have Anusas. Anusas Oviv means the father was Boilah, and she's Ishtai also. So why do you have to have a Loyikach by Eishes Oviv? Ash, Anusas Oviv Loyikach, the Sivli Galak Nav Oviv, Ishtai Miboy. He came, so the Eishes Oviv is Miyuta. He came Lemidrishay, so the Eishes Oviv is coming from Ash. The Loima, the Loyove Mamza Davke. That what right afterwards it says Loyove Mamza. I dash and smuchim that mamzeres is from the previous pasuk. Vayavi mamzer davke me eishes ovid, because eishes ovid is miyuta. Vayavi ma'ochi, mi lo yikach, ad lo yigale, from lo yikach till, and not lo yigale beklal, ein eishes ovid, vayavi mamzer, tvei lo yavi mamzer. That the lo yikach, which is miyuta over here, is coming to tell us only a chayvi mises bezin is mamzeres. But a chayvi lamed is no mamzeres. Aber al koponim, the Gemara is locked up this pshat because I can mashmal to Nina is a mamza, so I should not have had a new machloikas in the Sechta's Kedushin since I have it already in the Sechta's Yom. Elo Oma Rove. So Rove said, Ger Amoini Umoyovi Ikovinai. The Mishnah, that what the Mishnah is being meisr. Kol ha'asurim, lovay b'kol, mutorim, lovay zebezeh. So what are we being marba over here? We're being marba, ager amoini umayok. That not only is a mamzer mutter v'shtuki, which is a psul mamzeres, no, a mamzer is also mutter v'ger amoini umayok. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us all kol asurim lovi bekom. Lav davke mitzad mamzeres. Now ger amoini umayovi is also also. Umayni u ger amoini umayovi. Mutorim lovi zeboze. Is muta with a mamza. That means amoyovi and then amoini is muta with a mamza. That's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us. That means we did not have this so far. In the first Mishnah, when we had a Sar Yuchsim Olu Mibobel, so we had Geiri, Chaluri, Mamzeir, and Sinishnuki, Masuvi, Kulum, Atom, Lovi, Zabizem. So we only had Psul Mamzeiris and Nathini, Hachmutom, Lovi, Zabizem. So now this Mishnah is coming to tell us that again, Amoini Miyovi is also Mutalovi, together with Mamzeiris. So, fine, that is Pshat the Tanakam. So the Gemara asks, Yehochi, Mai Rabbi Yehuda Isa. So why does Rabbi Yehuda ask? So this should be a Dova Muskip. I mean, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds Kahal Geirim, Ikri Kol, and Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mamzer is also the Geir, that is Dafke, a Geir Kosher. Aber a ger posel, a ger amoini umayove, a ger amoini umayove, lemaisen, since he's also lovi bekol, yezicha can't assume that he has a din of Kal Hashem. So why does Rabbi Yehuda ask her? So the Gemara answers, hochi koma, this is pshat. Af al pish, Rabbi Yehuda oisa ger bemamza. Hani mili ger the roi lovi bekol. A ger that's roi lovi bekol, he holds kal ger amikri kol. Amo ger amoini meyovi den roi lovi bekol, lo, bekol, loi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi. Yeah. Zebo ze, heim be mamzeirin, mamzeirin bohem. Yehochi amai Rabbi Yehuda oisa, ani vadi lo ikri kol, lo lo ichozu lovi bekol. So, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds kol ger mikri kol, but not a ger amoini, hochi koma kloime, vekulo chatanu. Eise, so this Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that even though Rabbi Yehuda asks a ger with a mamza, Rabbi Yehuda oisa, that is darkest, amazoy again. A ger that's mutter lovi bekol, but a ger amoini, he's made it of its mutter, mutterim lovi zebezeh. Leime bekulo chatanu. Rishash klaus a shayla, if, what'll be a ger mitzri, if it's mutter lovi bemamza. What is the shayla? The shayla is, could be a ger mitzri is, is not as chomer as Amamza. Amamza is also loyla. Amayni me'ovi is also loyla. Amitri is only also told to be doyres. So here's a guy from the Tosfos, and Yevam is that a ger mitri is also mutter lovi, no? Since this ger is also lovi bekol, so this ger is mutter b'mamza. That will have a child that's mutter lovi bekol, so that's something else. So the child is mutter lovi. But he, lamaise, is mutter b'mamza. That's what the Rishasha. So that's the end of this sugya, that same pshat in the Mishnah. Now we're starting something new. Tona Rabbah. Ben teish shonim v'yoyim echot. Ger amoyni u'moyovi mitzri v'adoymi. Kusi v'nosin kol olomamza. Shebou ala keihenes v'ala levia albas Yisrael. That if you have most of these besides kolo are psuleiko. Zor etzro mei koret. And they were boil a kahenes, a levia, the Israelis, paslua. So this beer passed up. Let us see what Rashi says so far. Ben teshon v'yei mechot shuhu ger amoini. Tzbechi haizimne chozi lebiye, viz teshon v'yei mechot. Paslua l'kahenes minatrume, minakohune. That is the svara of the Tanakh. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Kol Shezaroi Posul, Posul. Rabbi Yosi said, now I would like to make a hagor on what you said. You said that a Mitzri passels, a Ger Mitzri passels. So I want to make a shtickel hagor on this. Kol Shezaroi Posul. If his children are apostle, that means a mitzri rishon. That his children are apostle, poisel. So a mitzri rishon will passel an ishe minakune minatrume. V'chol she'ein zaroi posel. But what is a mitzri sheini? Even though a mitzri sheini is also nevas Yisroel, it's also lovi v'kol. But a mitzri shayne, since ein zaroi pasul, ein ei pasul, will not pass. The Baal will learn this without understanding reason, but that's what Rabbi Yosi said. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Shimon Gamliel says another condition in pasul. And he disagrees with whatever says in with everything what it says in this parai. Kol sha'ato noisei bitoi ato noisei almonusai. That means that you said, ager amoini umoy ovi mupasel. I disagree with you. Ager amoini and ager moy ovi will not pasel. Because since their daughters amuta, amoini v'loi moy avis, so since their daughters are mutter, so they don't pass. Kol shato noisei bitoi ato noisei almanusai. So then you can marry their wives. A kain can marry their wives. Kol shi ato noisei bitoi ato noisei almanusai. So what are we saying over here? So we're saying over here, so we have here now a three-way machloikis. In who passels an isha minakuna minatum? The Tanakama holds this whole settle. It doesn't differentiate. Geramoini, Mitzri, Achula Mitzri Sheini, will all passel an isha. Rabbi Yosi says a Mitzri Sheini will not passel. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds an Amoini Mayavi won't passel. Because Kol Shatanoise Bitoi, Atanoise Almanusai. And we are learning these halachas without understanding reasons. But al kaponim, that is the machlekes of these three tanoim. Now the Gemara is going to elaborate a little. Ma'ike bein Tanakama and bein Rabbi Yosi. What is the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi said, Kol shezarei posel poisel b'chol shein zarei posel ein ei poisel. So, what does אין תנקה ברבי יוסי. אומר רבי יוחנן המצרי שייני איקה בניי. The shayla is, with a mitzri shayni. Vushneyem loy lamdua ela mikoyin godl ba'amot. Both of them, Saira Tanakam and Saira Rabbi Yosi, they have a limud from Amon al-Koyin Godl. Each one derives his din, the Tanakam derives his din, that a mitzri shayni will pass from Amon al-Koyin Godl. And Rabbi Yossi derives his din the Mitzri Sheini will not pass also from a Mono Lekoyin Godl. The Tanakam is Sova. Now, by a Mono Lekoyin Godl, it says Lo Yechalo Zaroi. And there's a double lotion. It doesn't say Lo Yachel, it says Lo Yechalel, two lamids. So Lo Yechalo is going Echod Lo Ve'echod Lo Zaroi. So by a Mono Lekoyin Godl, we have a case that the bia is machalol the ish mikune mitume. This is that's a bias kain godol ba'mone is machalol the ish. So now the shaila is what conditions are needed in order to be machalol an ish. The tana kamasava ki kain godol ba'mone. As long as it's similar to kain godol ba'mone. In what way are we comparing them? In what way are they similar? Ma koyin godol ba'mone shebiyosei ba'avere u'poisel bo. Av kol shebiyosei ba'avere poisel. So, a mitzri sheini is a bias avere. So it also passes. Rabbi Yosi Sova, no, ki koyin godol ba'mone, no, you have to look at that's a partial comparison to Amon Lekoyin Godl. In Amon Lekoyin Godl, there's another condition there. Ma Koyin Godl Bamona Shezaroi Poso. The Zaroi is Poso. The Yechalo Zaroi. The son of an Amon Lekoyin Godl is Poso. Who Poso? And then he passes the wife. Who passels a wife? He passels a wife, a bia that passels the children. Passels the wife. Af kol shezaroi passel, poisel. So you have to compare it completely to almona lekoyin godl. And lafuki mitzri sheini she'ein zaroi passel. A mitzri sheini she'ein zaroi passel. Here the zara is not passel. The Amarka Bonim Asha Yivodu Lahem Der Shlishi Yovi Lahem Bikal Hashem. So a Mitzri Sheini, the Zera is not Posel. So Memele, so it's not Tumye Dalmona Lekoyin Godl. But let's just say a Shtikel Ha'ore, which now we already don't understand. We are comparing two Inyonim of Zarei Posel. By an Amon Lekoyin Godl, we're speaking about the Zera from this Bia is Posel Lekohune. That's what we're speaking about. Okay, so over there, Amon Lekoyin Godl, the Zera from this Bia is Posel Lekohune. And a Mitzri Shaini, we're speaking about that his Zera is Kosher Lekol. That's what we're speaking about. His Zera is Kosher Lekol. If it's kosher lekohune, there's a shaila. So I would like to read over Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says as follows: Hocha mashme, lafuki mitri sheini she'ein zaroi posel. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says, Hocha mashme, the bas mitri sheini. Ain a psula lekohune. It would seem over here that a bas mitzri sheini is not posel lekohune. Shrei hocha mi psul kohunayre. We're comparing to Amon Lekoyin Godl, and we're comparing to the psul kohune. The e mi psul kol, if we're talking about, bas mitzri sheini is mutalavi bekol, Amon Lekoyin Godl nami ain in ipsula mekol. The bas of Amon Lekoyin Godl is also mutalakol, so. What are you saying? It's not doing the Amon Lekoyin Godl. I'm sure they. Elishma mino the mipsul kunayri. We're speaking about psul kunayri. Vekoma Rabbi Yosi, the mitzri sheni ein zaroi posul lekunayri. That's what he's saying. That means even though it's a bias iser, the zera is not posul lekunayri. But Tanakama like polygalay, the Tanakama also agrees that a mitzri sheni the zera is kosher lekunayri. Be the Noki time to be Yosef Bavergus. The Tanakama says for a different reason, she's puzzled. The psul of the Isha is not totally in the psul bonim lekunin. The psul and the Isha is totally in the be Yosef Bavergus. Be Noki time at the Zari puzzle. The kosher. So, by us ignorance is bliss, but the Teisra ben Peretz, no, there's a machloikis in the Oru. The Peretz, Oru, Omo, Bas, Ger, Amoini, U Bas, Mitzri, Beis. Rab Yechanan, Oma, Ksheiro, Rab Shimon Lokish, Oma, Psula. Rab Ger, Shimon Lokish, Psula, Lakunim. In Kerem Shimon Lokish, Oma, Kemal. But so claim the sugi doch and not the libe der rabbi. So the Bali is saying that our sugi is going to libe der rabbi. And so now akaponim we understand the flow of the Gemara. Is this that Rabbi Yosi is saying that since the daughter is mutal, a daughter of a mitzri sheni is mutal lekohune, so therefore mitzri sheni will not pass for the isha. Because it's not doime to Amon Elokayin Godel, because the daughter of Amon Elokayin Godel is posel lekune. That's the Ivra in the Gemara. Now let's go further. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Loina. Kol sha'ato noisei bitoi, ato noisei almenusoi. V'chol sha'ato noisei es bitoi, iato noisei almenusoi. Now, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ma'i ike ben Rav Yosi Rav Shimon Gamliel, Amar ule ger amoini umayovi ike binai. Ger amoini miovi ike binai. Ushneim loilam du elami koin godel ba'amok. Rav Yosi sova ki koin godel ba'almok. Now we're talking about a ger, a moini, umayovi. Ma koyin godul balmone, shezaroi posu, upoisu. Just like a koyin godul balmone. A mitri sheini, it's not zaroi posu. Lakune. But a ger, a moini, umayovi, shezaroi posu, upoisu. Of course, Shazaroi Posel, Upoisel. Including an Amona Lekoin Godel. Including Geramani Mitzri, I mean. Including Geramani Mayovi. Of course, Shazaroi Posel, Upoisel. Rab Shimon Gamliel, Kikoin Godel Balmone. Ma Koin Godel Balmone, Shekol Zaroi Posel. Koin Godel Balmone, Saidei Son. Inside the daughter of Psulim, Avkol Shekol Zarei Posel, so everyone else will Posel only if it's Kol Zarei Posel. Avilo Nekeveis, Lafuki Ger Amoini Umeyovei, the Nekeveis Avek Sheiris Lovei Bekol, Ramama Amoini Veloi Amoinis, my ovi, v'loi my ovis. So now we have to understand, we have here a machloikis. Let us first see Rashi, then we'll come back to this Gemara. Kol shezarei posel mina kohune, see here Rashi says klo, achero at the taisis rabbeinu peret. Kol Shazarei Posel Mina Kohune. We're speaking about that a mitri sheini, it seems the zare is not possible min akune. A mitri rishin, zare, it seems it's possible min akune. It's possible to call also. Kol she zare possible min akune, oiseles ishte min akune. Lekama meforish, mai binai. Kol she ato noisei bitoi, lekoyin komal. So here, bitoi is muta lekoyin. So here we see, koshata naisei bitoi, so that means a bas of, a ger amoini is muta lekoyin. Is muta lekoyin. Is a bas of a, this is just, so here Rashi is saying that a bas of a ger amoini is muta lekohune. Kol shata noise bita lekoin kama, lekama mefarish. So a bas of amoini will be muta lekoin. And this, it seems, is a double muskim. So let's go further. Mitzri sheini ike binai. So now the Gemara wants to differentiate between what the machlokes is between the Tanakame and Rabbi Yossi, Mitzri Sheni Kibinai. Letane kame, kol Mitzri stam ha'osa bekol koma. He said every Mitzri, did not differentiate. Mitzri Rish, Mitzri Sheni. Afilu Sheni. Umi Yushlishi la Mitzri korilei. Mitzri Shlishi is not a Mitzri. Yisrael ma'alyo. This is a Yisrael ma'alyo. And we learn out, mekoyin godol ba'almon. Shemotzinu she mechalala bebiyosai. Kidi alfina lo lekama, mi lo yechalel, yechalel zara ishtay, lo yechalel, so we learn how to double lamed, shnei chalulim b'mashme, mi de lo yksiv lo yachel, echod lo, ve echod le zara. Then what Rashi says further is, I don't understand, it's rather repetitious, opoysel es isha b'biyosi, that's what Rashi said before, echod lo, basically. Av kol, so al kaponim the Tanakama held that the psul isha is tolim biyosei bavera, and mitzri sheni biyosei bavera. Mitzri sheni is biyosei bavera. That's the nafkamina between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama. The Tanakama holds the criteria to pasul the isha is biyosei bavera. That's what we have by Almona Lekoyen Godel that passes Anisha. So who are the Mitzri Sheini will also pass Anisha Mikune because it's a Bias Haveir. And Rabbi Yossi said no. Yeah. Now we have here a Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel by Ager Amoini Amayovi. Ger, I've called him, it's a shen be yose bevela. Ger, amoini, umayovi, ika binai. Le rab yoisi, poiso. Do yesh mizaroi, shuhu poso. Shas chorim, asurim, yisroilo. Now here we're speaking about yisakol. Ula rab shimen. Hoyo, ubito, ikshero. The amoini, the loy amoinis, almonosoi namik shayla. So here it's very unclear already. So here we're mixing up psulei kol with psulei kohune. Here we're talking already, we were speaking about that Rabbi Yossi holds a ger amoini is dumye talmono lekoyin godol. Because all the zecharim from an amoini are apostle. What does that mean? That means psulei kol. And so that this psulei case is a mitzri sheini. There's nothing. He's asked lochayra the chilek case. It's a mitzri sheini. Rabbi Yossi holds a mitzri sheini. The child is not psulei kol. Mutavakol, the Napsule Kohune. That's what, so it's not possible. if the child is not posel whatsoever, so Memele said, then the Isha is not posel. It's not dumia da amonu l'kain godu. Amonu l'kain godu, the child is posel akaponim l'kune. A child of a mitzri sheni is kosher completely. So Memele, so therefore, a mitzri sheni cannot posel. It's not dumia da amonu l'kain godu. Masha ain't kain. A ger amoini, the daughter is take kosher l'kol, kosher l'kune, it's kosher everything. But since the son is posel l'kol, so we can compare a ger amoini, his akaponim the scharem apostle, to an amonu l'kain godol, that also the children are posel. Yeah. Ma koyen godo balmone shezari mimenu posel cholo. So here also the schorim apostle. Or according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we don't need the psul. Now let us see Tosfos. Now Tosfos asks a very pertinent kasha. To show us that we really don't understand this whole sugya. Bimtaima, my kama, the lamdua, mi koin godu. Yivi al whole sugya. We learn how from koin godu. Veika drosha nafkalon, the berik amona le koin godu. Mechisiya le izo. Ekimen shenivolo le posto lo posto. That's the makoya. Bamison, I saw in Mishnah Salaivi, he says, let's really understand what we don't understand. Amonu l'kohen gadol is surei kohune. That is surei kohune. Surei kohune makes chalolos. As chalolos makes surei kohune. These psulim, this lav davka is a cholo, not a cholo. The isha is posel l'kohen. She's not a cholo. She's a posel. Others say she's a zoyne. She's not a cholo. Ein cholo lele mi psulei kohune. So the whole gemara, which is very, very difficult to understand. We're comparing two different psulim. By Yisurei Kohune, the din is that she becomes a chalola. And over here, by Psulei Kohune, then here we're talking about Psulei Kohune. So it's a different psulim, so she becomes a psula. I mean, it's or a zayna she becomes. There's a big amount like a zayna, what she becomes. It's another psul, and all of a sudden, We are creating guidelines from Amonu L'kohen Godol. So that's a problem. This is what Tosfos Kasha is. We hear where everything is turning is dependent on Amonu L'kohen Godol. What does it have to Amonu L'kohen Godol? So let us just say before we say Tosfos Teretz, we'll say something which perhaps is a little more understandable. So let's see the taste of main appendix. Loyalis mel money ike hadova the nivalola posola posola. Shabi Yavomis pe kamono can go the yal for me bas coin ki see a leisha. That means, let us just understand one thing. If it would only say that a coin godel passels on our money, I would never call him a mamza passels. I would never call him a mitzri passels. Let's just get that straight. That's Yisurei Kohune, it's mechal. So we have a new pasik. So we have a new pasuk about going to see the Zohar, as I let me call it. V'loy yalfine me almon el misha choshem zohar etzlo. So the Tais Rabbein the Peret says, good, it's a different, but we want to say that there's some similarity to, this is a poisel, this is a poisel, good, it's different dinim, but we want to say they have more or less the same guidelines, which is not too difficult to understand. Maybe it's a little difficult. Meicha Teisa should have the same guideline. But I'll kapon him, the Gemara, we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara held that I find that by Yisurei Kohune, the Isha becomes Nifsal Mikune. I find by Psulei Kol, the Isha becomes Nifsal Mikune. So Memele, now I want to know if there are any other conditions needed in order for her to be Nifsal Mikune. So the Gemara says, well, let's see, by Yisurei Kohune, Mistama Psulei Kol, we have the same thing. That is not too bad. But let us see Tosfos. Tosfos says as follows. Bishloima the Hohikov. The Loitik Shalahu Bikoin Godul Baalmod. So the Agamor is saying something else. That means that there's gonna be a kasha from Rabbi Yossi from a model of Koin God. You say a Mitzri Shaini will not pass all. You say Mitzri Shaini will not pass all. What is the difference in a monolokain godl? Sapsakasha, the zakasha, the zakasha monolokain godl. So he says it's no kasha, the metzina lemela from the name of Makadisla and Makadisla. That means you're asking a kasha monolokain godl, a monolokain godl. The children are posed. It's no kasha from over there. But I mean, it's very difficult to understand the Taisvis. The zakasha and the parrots and Bishlam according to the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz, so the Gemara held these two Poislam have similar characteristics. But Tais seems to say that I would have a kasha from a monolokain godol. Nancy says that Peretz is not kasha because a monolokain godol also has this characteristic of zarei posel. Makedisim kavoshbon, but some explain sachlem bereish b'sachas nive. Same leilam du elam misoita means that you shouldn't have a kasha from soita.